is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You actually get to control the content of the site. Should you like, you can find something online, submit it as show prep to the website. It then pops up in the upcoming stories queue, at which point other listeners can vote on whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. And you get to vote on things as well. So the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. And actually, tonight we're going to start out with yesterday's top story. We never had a chance to get to it. We don't guarantee we talk about the top stories on the website, but it certainly has a heavy influence as to what we talk about on the air. And of course, if you want to bring up anything, you can. 800-259-9231. Joining you this evening in the studio, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right. So we're going to talk about Bitcoin and the crackdown that the federal government, some in the federal government are threatening. But first, I want to welcome our newest weekday affiliate to the fold, WMEL, the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 on the Space Coast of Florida.
In Melbourne?
Yes.
Thereabouts?
The Space Coast.
Okay.
Where they shoot the rockets off to the moon.
Cocoa Beach.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. So WMEL has been on board now for the Saturday show. They've been taking the Saturday show for about half a year, so pretty much all of 2011. And now they wanted us for overnights during the week. So welcome aboard to all the overnight listeners in the east coast of Florida there. So 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I think that's our first weeknight affiliate or weekday affiliate in Florida, actually.
No, WSRQ in Sarasota.
Oh, that's right. Thank you for that. it's getting difficult.
The old WSRQ there.
It's getting more difficult now, Mark. Keep track of them all. I mean, wow, 103 affiliates now, actually.
You'd think you'd remember Lisa Murphy.
You would think. I appreciate those folks out there, and that's the station we used to be on back in the day, and we're now on again. So, our number here, 800-259-9231. We're actually going to start with your calls, and then we'll talk about Bitcoin. Frank's on the line in New York to start things out here tonight. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hello, folks. A hot day in New York.
No
yeah,
kidding.
I wanted to say that, you know, I'm finding the Anthony Weiner lewd and lascivious photograph sort of text to a college co-ed story, which is getting a lot of spin here in New York and also in D.C. And, you know, it's very interesting that seems to be the sort of the major story with the, you know, dollar sort of collapsing and Libya, the problems with Libya, now the Soviet or the Russian, forgive me, that was a Freudian slip, the Russian minister is going to try to broker a deal with NATO.
Well,
and
this is what
Libya.
I was promoting last night, is that everybody's paying attention to this Wiener thing as though it's meaningful. Whereas,
well, you know what's interesting about it? I believe now this is allegedly from, you know, Washington, sort of the Wayne Manston report, other reports. But Wiener's wife was on Hillary Clinton's staff. And it is believed that she was actually involved with Hillary in sort of an intimate way. So I don't see what the problem is. No, if you start Google it, just sort of the materials there.
I don't want to see any pictures. I'm not going to Google
it. No, I don't mean pictures. I'm talking about the relationship. So what's interesting about this is that with the exception of Wiener perjuring himself with regard to the police and the FBI, which is impeachable in the criminal offense, you know nothing is going to happen to him. And Pelosi's saying, oh, she expects a tremendous investigation regarding ethics. I mean, it's sheer nonsense, but I think if people look into Wiener, his life, his political connections, his wife, you know, her involvement with Hillary Clinton on different levels and things, I mean, it's really disgusting. And, you know, this is America as it's ready to collapse. We're certainly more decadent than the ancient Greek and Roman civilizations that fell. And, you know, that's all I wanted to say. It's a tragic waste of energy, time, and let's face it, they're all consenting adults. If they want to fax lewd and lascivious pictures of themselves to each other, let them do it. Let's sort of keep it out of the media. It seems if it's not Wiener now, it would be more of Arnold Schwarzenegger and, you know.
One after another.
You've
I think
got
you're spot
it.
On. And
bye-bye.
Thank you, Frank, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I'm sorry. I just don't think that it is relevant at all whether or not somebody is having sex with somebody else. I mean, that's just that's a personal matter. I understand, like, you know, he's a politician and he's supposed to be this moral somebody or something or other. I mean, come on, who expects politicians to be moral?
Well, I think that that's the lesson to be had here, is that we in America don't expect our politicians to tell the truth about their sexual relations. And frankly, anything. We hold them not to a higher standard than ourselves. We hold them to a lower standard. And what kind of government...
I don't hold them to anything. I mean,
We in America, I am talking in generalities here with American citizens, hold their politicians to a lower level than they hold, frankly, anybody but Hollywood movie stars. They have the expectation that Hollywood movie stars will copulate and shave their heads and do all kinds of crazy things. Mm-hmm. And the only people that they hold to a higher... hold to a lower standard than politician is the Hollywood folks. But, you know, you wouldn't accept this crap from your friends. You wouldn't accept it from your loved ones. You wouldn't accept it from your family. You wouldn't accept it from your coworkers. Why the heck do you accept it from the people that make the rules by which you have to live your life?
Well, when you say accept it, what do you mean by that?
I mean, you know, if you hold your friends and family in lower regard when these kinds of things happen, wouldn't you agree that people at work you're less likely to be hanging out with if they, you know, they tell lies all the time?
Well, I don't think telling lies is a very good thing. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But it's also none of my damn business what somebody's doing with their personal life.
I don't care what somebody does with their personal time. I don't care about that. What I care about is the standard to which we hold our politicians. And I think left and right and all over, it's not, you know, there's not much of a standard. Do I think we should all get whipped up and talk about Anthony Weiner's wiener picture? No, I don't.
It wasn't this is the first I've heard of this.
Yeah.
So I just keep hearing the word wiener over and over again.
There's no doubt about it.
My thought is, I mean,
it's
I
a politician
even,
who took a picture of himself. It wasn't even new.
He sadly has the last name Wiener.
Yeah. That's funny.
He sent it to somebody on Twitter or something like that.
Really?
Well, actually, he meant to send it to somebody on Twitter, but accidentally posted it to Twitter.
To public, okay.
Yeah,
I guess what bothers me about this is that anyone would consider this newsworthy. Like, is this what we should be talking about? All this stuff that's ever happened, like, there was, Bill Clinton was a huge deal back
then.
Right, the cigar. Who cares?
Yeah.
There's so much better things or more important things that we should be talking about, and that's all, when I hear this kind of stuff, it's just like, really? The other day, totally unrelated, but I was in Dunkin' Donuts, and the TV was on, and they were reporting national news that Obama ate a hot dog at a local hot dog joint. Mm-hmm. And I just am dumbfounded.
Today they had him in Toledo at a diner, as if the average person could just walk up to Barack Obama, stop him while he's in the middle of a waffle, and talk to him about their problems with the nation. He's on a listening tour, right? So of course you could do that.
Oh,
you
he?
Do that kind of thing, the Secret Service will shoot you in the head. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, it keeps people entertained while, you know, so we don't have to actually think about the more important issues. That takes more brain power and energy. So
it's really all about entertainment.
It's not. The news is entertainment.
That's exactly how I feel. I mean, clearly there are issues that matter, like the ones that involve human freedom and the ones that involve human beings being sent to their doom.
This issue does involve human freedom. The Matthew Weiner, or is it Matthew? Whatever.
Hell if I know.
The Weiner fella does involve human freedom because politicians, whom we hold to a lower standard, are the people that essentially intend to rule our lives. And many people accept that. So what I think that every story that says, hey, these people are telling lies is a good thing. However, I agree with you there. This is the fiddling on the roof while Rome burns.
My only issue with that train of thought is that it has been proven for so long now that they continue telling lies, and it doesn't seem to make a difference.
It doesn't seem to make
people
much of a
difference. People just seem to excuse it. Well, that politician told a lie, but I'm going to vote for this guy because he's not going to tell a lie.
Well, I do think that the people basically hate Congress. I don't think Congress has had a ratings approval above 20% in a very long time. And, you know, that as long as that number continues to go down, I think that's a good thing for the nation, frankly.
800-259-9231. You're free to share your thoughts on this. Anything goes. 1-800-259-9231. Free talk about. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decent
centralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And again, you can't take control of the airwaves, even if you want to talk about the penises of politicians, as though there's nothing more important in the whole world to discuss. 1-800-259-9231. Joining
you
tonight.
It's
Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
I was going to say, if you really find it that interesting, I feel like your life must not be that exciting. If you care that much about politician penises.
I don't know, people. This is the kind of stuff that the news loves to talk about. I mean, and especially comedy shows, which have huge ratings, like The Daily Show and The
True.
Colbert
this
Report.
This is certainly made for late-night television jokes. I mean, I can only imagine the variety of jokes that have sprung from this particular incident.
Well, as a matter of fact...
Did you catch mine there?
What's that?
Did you catch mine?
I did.
Okay. Just making sure. It was a little subtle.
Yeah. I'd like to. I'd like to have something to follow that crap up with. But, in fact, what's his name? John Stewart. He's friends with this wiener guy, but he's still been making the jokes and having to talk about these things.
So you can bring up anything you want here at 800-259-9231. By the way, you can also join us on our website. We've got a lot of features there. One of them is the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video to show that they are listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see them, and if you're a lady listener, learn how to get involved, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? Take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency. It's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value seems to only be growing with time. To learn more, visit weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org.
Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. So, speaking of the Bitcoin, we were talking about it last night, and we talk about it a lot on the show. Well, because Roger from Memory Dealers has essentially sponsored Bitcoin here. There's no Bitcoin company. It's not like Bitcoin can come in here in some sort of authorized fashion and buy advertising. It's an individual. It's somebody who is putting himself on the line, his money on the line, to promote something that he really believes in. And I was talking on the Bitcoin website, actually. There's I think it's like Bitcoin.org. They've got a forum there, and I was on there the other night because Error, who is our behind-the-scenes tech guy, one of the tech guys behind the website, he's fairly prolific on the Bitcoin forums. And he noticed that somebody had sent some bitcoins to Free Talk Live. And this taught me something about Bitcoin I didn't know before. Every one of the transactions is public. And if you think about it, that makes sense because Bitcoin is it's an anonymous peer-to-peer currency.
Really?
But because it's peer-to-peer, everyone on the network knows what's going on. When you do a Bitcoin transaction, there are verifications that come in, like over time. It takes a few minutes, but over time, verification after verification, after you get through 8 of these verifications, it's considered like a certified transaction at that point. Because then 8 individuals or 8 nodes, 8 machines running Bitcoin on the network across the world have said, yep, this is a real transaction, and that's enough for it to be basically a finished deal. And then it just goes on from there, and over time, some of my transactions are over 1,000 verifications.
Huh.
So everybody on the network knows what's going on, and there's some website out there that'll allow you to put in the Bitcoin hash, and you can look and you can see who's been sending money from a certain address. Or not who. You don't know who it is. But whatever the Bitcoin address, because there's this weird string that's attached to a bunch of characters and numbers and such. And you put that string in and it'll search through all of the transactions of Bitcoin. And it'll tell you, oh, this account had 40 Bitcoins transferred to it. Or this had 3 Bitcoins transferred from it.
But you could change that string anytime you want. So
that's
if
true.
You want to be anonymous and you don't want Error to be able to know that, searched out and find out that you're doing transactions. I don't think in
well,
my
as long
case,
as you keep the address quiet, ours is public. We put the address out there for everybody to say over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com, that address is listed there.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody that wants to can figure out how many bitcoins have been transferred to that address.
That's got
to
be riveting stuff there.
Yeah.
Find out how many bitcoins have been sent to Free Talk Live.
I don't know. It's just interesting. But it's interesting
they can find out.
Yeah, it's one of those little things I did not really make the connection on. I didn't realize that was the case, but it's true. So Bitcoin's a totally different animal. I mean, every transaction available to the public, but yet you don't know who it is. You can go in there and look at all of them if you want to, but unless you know who's possessing that particular hash string, it's just information. So, very strange. Anyway, he posted over at the Bitcoin site and kind of started a conversation. I talked about Roger and how it was great that he was getting behind Bitcoin. And then Roger appears out of the ether in that conversation. Because the internet's amazing like that. You can go online and talk about somebody. And if they've got like a Google search for their name or something like that, it pops up in their email box. And whoosh, there comes that person into your internet forum, you know. And so Roger from Memory Dealers comes in and he says that apparently it was Free Talk Live that turned him on to Bitcoin.
Well,
did you know that?
Roger's of the opinion at this point that Bitcoin is the, well, it's this new exciting thing in the area of liberty, that it could be some kind of salvation for the ideas of liberty, that the thing, that the way that it's constructed is a really great thing. I don't know enough about these things to know better, but
it doesn't hurt that a liberty-minded person is like the number two Bitcoin guy or the number one.
Oh,
Bitcoin
I believe it's
guy.
The number one too, yeah. From what I've heard. This the fellow who made it,
he's kind of stepped away, from what I understand.
Is and the terminology behind Bitcoin seems to be all about what they call technitarians, basically libertarians that are into the internet, and libertarians rule the internet, and it's just sort of the nature of the beast. And as the internet gets more powerful, I think the idea is liberty will get more powerful, and I think that Bitcoin is essentially cash, the internet's version of cash, of greenbacks.
And by the way, the last time I looked, the Bitcoin, I think it was earlier today, the Bitcoin was approaching $19 per Bitcoin.
Yeah, just keeps going up.
1-800-259-9231. So there's news about Bitcoin and the federal government. Some of those individuals have their eyes on it, and they're very upset about it. We'll tell you about that here in a little bit. But first, your phone calls about what you want. Let's talk to Chris in California. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Chris in California? Oh, he's gone. Okay, then. Well, I guess we're not going to talk to Chris. 1-800-259-9231. Now, Julia, what is your level of familiarity with the Bitcoin at this point?
I have heard about Bitcoin on Free Talk Live, and I've seen a lot of news articles about Bitcoin. I am not I don't know that much about how it works. Well, I understand the basic concept, but I don't know much of the details. I've read a lot about, I've seen a lot of articles. In it.
Yeah, it's like instead of a centralized currency, which all of them are, they've got the central banks,
mm-hmm.
This is completely decentralized. It's totally digital, and it can be very anonymous as well. And it's peer-to-peer, so it's essentially like peer-to-peer file sharing without the files, and they're sharing information about financial transactions instead. The federal government doesn't like that very much. Now, even if the Silk Road wasn't involved, they still wouldn't like the Bitcoin once they finally learned about it. But it's taken the Silk Road to make it so that the federal government people have discovered the Bitcoin and have decided that they want to do something about it. According to the Associated Press, two U.S. senators said that they will ask federal authorities to crack down on a secretive narcotics market operated on the internet with anonymous sales and untraceable currency. Heroin, cocaine, methamphetamines are among the drugs being sold in the well-protected website, apparently operating for just a few months. We'll tell you more about it. Of course, if you've listened to Free Talk Live, you already know about it because we scooped the media on this for months. It's Free Talk Live.
Since 2007, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government have injected as much as $20 trillion into the economies of the world, and yet the globe's economies continue to contract. Our government is borrowing $58,000 per second. If they stop spending, the economy collapses. If they continue spending, the economy collapses. And if they raise interest rates, the economy collapses. Prepare now. Call Ready Reserve Foods and put your plan together with quality, storable food. Ready Reserve Foods has been in business canning the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. We control the quality from start to finish with double enameled nitrogen-packed cans for maximum shelf life. Choose from a variety of pre-selected packages or customize your own plan and order exactly what you need. Call today for a free catalog at 800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from ReadyReserveFoods.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. And you will be kept in informed via either email or Facebook or Twitter or whichever way works best for you, more than one if you'd like. All of it free over at news.freetalklive.com.
If you're on any medications and you're getting your medications at a local pharmacy, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get your meds at discounts as high as 70% off. And they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. You can click Become a Member there on the left-hand side of the page. There's also a telephone number. You can call them, leave a message if it's in the evening, and they'll call you back during the day. Or if it's during the day, they'll just answer the phone. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step of the way. They have a third-party certification company that checks and makes sure that what you order is what you get. And you'll save money, lots of money. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
Toll free number again, 800-259-9231. So you can bring up anything you would like. And we're talking about the Bitcoin. And by the way, I should have checked the Bitcoin charts. I didn't look. I said earlier today it was around $19. Well, somebody actually bothered to look at it, and it's actually more like $23 now. So earlier today it was around $19. Now it's around $23.
Just keeps going up.
So that's in one day's time, to give you some example of what's going on with this thing. It has gone dramatically up.
Yeah.
Just in the time we've been talking about it, it has gone up from four-ish dollars on up to $24 or $23. It's just incredible.
They do seem to be skyrocketing.
So what they will do next, nobody knows. But in the meantime, the federal government has gotten wind of the Bitcoin, and it's thanks to some mainstream, well, I guess not really even mainstream, but articles online that have been spread around to the point where they're very, very popular. The Gawker, Gawker.com, wrote up a piece about the Silk Road, and it was published, I believe, yeah, about a few days ago, so relatively recently. It's titled "The Underground Website Where You Can Buy Any Drug Imaginable," and then it goes on to go into detail about what the Silk Road is. Now, as we explained the last time we talked about it, which was months ago when I first discovered it, it was really the Silk Road that really helped me catch the vision for Bitcoin. Because before that, I just kind of saw Bitcoin as this geeky experiment. Like, not there's anything wrong with being a geek. I definitely qualify. But I saw it as being this kind of experimental currency. It started in 2008, and, you know, it's neat. It's got this decentralized thing, and it's mostly anonymous, and, yeah, it's cool. Peer-to-peer currency. It was a cool idea. But
strangely, I was more excited about it than you were initially. Yeah. I don't, you know, quite get the computer coding stuff as well as some.
So we had sat down with Gavin, who is now one of the main go-to guys for the Bitcoin, and he kind of went through some of the details, answered some of the objections, answered some of the questions that I had, and maybe you might have had as well, Mark, and kind of clarified Bitcoin for me. And that was good. That was helpful. But I hadn't really caught the vision yet. I hadn't really seen how this could be incredibly valuable to the marketplace beyond just, you know, it's a neat idea. Because all I'd seen thus far of what was being offered in the Bitcoin for sale, as far as what you could buy with Bitcoins, was like, you know, web hosting services and other intangibles.
When I first looked, there wasn't that much being offered, I'll admit that. And, you know, I figured it could only grow, though.
Right. And so when I looked at that, I was like, yeah, that's okay. I don't need to buy web hosting. So I guess if I'm going to get Bitcoins, I'm just going to have to sit on them and, you know, not buy anything with them. And then I saw the Silk Road. And the Silk Road is incredible. It is a brilliant concept that really takes the black market to the next level. And what it is a website that exists. In fact, the term website isn't really even accurate for it, which is why what these politicians are saying is just not even accurate, because it's not a public website. Website kind of connotates somewhere you can just punch in a web browser and go there. But in this particular case, you can't just punch the Silk Road address into any old web browser and go there. You cannot reach it from there. It is not possible. You have to get on a special service called Tor, which is an anonymizing system for the internet that allows you to host secret websites, essentially. Websites that you have to know how to get to. You've got to install Tor. You've got to run the Tor, a browser for Tor. You've got to have the address to the Silk Road, which is this, again, another strange set of characters. You know, UQY3, something like that. And then you put all that in there, .onion, and then it takes you to the Silk Road. And at that point, then you get to see what's available. You get to see what kind of products they have available there. Now, the Silk Road was created as a marketplace that was kind of like eBay, except with more anonymity. And the Silk Road is somewhere you could go to sell things, for instance, that eBay would not allow. You can't go and sell MDMA or ecstasy on eBay.
Yeah, that's really not going to go well. They don't sell guns.
You can't sell guns on eBay. And you could sell both of those things on the Silk Road. You can sell whatever you want on the Silk Road. Whatever you think will sell on the Silk Road, you can do it. It's an open market, essentially. And each of the sellers there has a name, but you can always create a new account and have a new name if you wanted to. But obviously a seller wants to create a rating. They want to have a good reputation behind their name. And there is a rating system on the Silk Road. There's also an escrow system as well, where you send payment and it actually goes into the website. It doesn't go directly to the individual. So you place your order for whatever drugs or guns or whatever the heck it is, software, whatever it is that they're selling there, and the money goes into the Silk Road site until you claim that you've received the product, and then they will release the cash that they're holding for the seller. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's what an escrow service does, right?
So it's a smart way to set up a system like that where everybody who's participating doesn't want to know who everybody else is. It's very smart. And so people have been using this now. It's been on the internet for
I think people
months.
Want to know who the other folks are. They just don't want the other folks to know who they are. Mm-hmm. They want, yeah, specifically, they want anonymity for themselves.
I don't care
to give anonymity to other people.
To me, it doesn't matter. As long as the seller is offering what he or she says they're offering, that's what matters. And, of course, the site goes through some details as to why this is a safe thing to do. Of course, the whole thing could be an FBI front. Who knows? But people are reporting that they've
had...
I don't think
that they're that smart.
No, I don't think so either. People are reporting that they've had success with this. I know somebody personally who has had success with this. And so... the word's starting to get out. The media is starting to cover the Silk Road, and as a result of all the media covering it, you've got two senators who've now come out and said that they want the feds to crack down on the Silk Road, including Charles Schumer of New York and Joe Manchin of West Virginia. They asked the Justice Department and the DEA to shut down and investigate the website. Oops, it's not a website. It's a hidden service. That's technically what Tor sites are called, hidden services.
Well, these are like old guys, and yeah. I saw some video here, and it's like Chuck Schumer, you know, and I might be exaggerating a little to say that he was just on the internet, you know, scowling, and he was upset, and this is bad, and, you know, raging at this thing from the outside that he'll never be able to access.
Yep.
He's lived in a world his whole life, and this guy has, you know, been around in politics for quite some time, where he's been able to threaten and cajole and get pretty much anything he wants. And here now, this tiny little king, this infant terrible, this terrible baby can't get what he wants any longer.
But he's going to bluster about it and make it sound like he can do something. I mean,
it makes you wonder if he'll lay in his bed at night and cry. Like suddenly, I have no power over this, and it makes me mad.
Yeah, and that is what the Bitcoin and the Silk Road is really so brilliant for. And this is why it took the Silk Road to really have me catch the vision as somebody who has a real appreciation for free markets. And of course, the black market, it's not exactly a free market, but it still operates as a market does in many ways. This is a revolutionary step for the black market. I mean, if you think about it, Julia, how many times have you been involved in possibly looking for something in the black market and gotten something that's not what you expected?
Many times.
Yeah. So the Silk Road can change all of that. Not only does the Silk Road make it so that these drugs are available to you at a moment's notice, whereas instead of having to hunt around and hope something comes around into an area, you can go online to the Silk Road and get whatever you want anytime you want. It's also a competitive marketplace where people are competing for your business, so they want to make sure they sell you the right product. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted Tea
is a refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with More. Only one a day men's 50 plus advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a day men's 50 plus advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Summer's getting into full swing, and so is the Happy Summer Sale here at ofthefield.com. If food became too expensive, scarce, or questionable to fill your needs, would you know what to do? Do you want an all-natural backup plan? Nature provides, but you have to know how to use it. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. It's been extended until Monday, June 13th, so head on over to ofthefield.com. If you really don't have access to the internet, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. We've been holding our prices for the last 3 years, and something's got to give. Catalog customers can take advantage by writing Free Food Now on top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off on your merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for Free Food Know-How at ofthefield.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can help support this program if you would like by shopping with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to Amazon. You click into the right one for your country, and it will take you to Amazon, where you will then do whatever shopping you need to do and feel good, because a portion of Amazon's profits go into Free Talk Live. It's still the same great Amazon with the customer service is exceptional, as well as the prices and the huge selection. You're just entering through our portal, so Amazon knows to send us a cut of the sales. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. We're talking about Bitcoin and the perhaps coming crackdown on the part of the federal government, or at least an attempt at a crackdown. Whether or not they'll actually have any success at stopping Silk Road or a Bitcoin is another question. And, of course, it's the Silk Road that really got the attention of these lawmakers. Chuck Schumer and Joe Manchin have demanded that the Justice Department and the DEA shut down and investigate the website, often referred to as the Silk Road, after an ancient Asian trade route. Manchin said this audacious website should be shut down immediately. Never before, said Schumer, is a website so brazenly peddled illegal drugs online.
I think it's funny that they're talking about it like it's a website like Amazon that anybody could access. You know, like your kids might get online and accidentally order some heroin on Amazon.
Just grab mommy's credit card. And,
right. Yeah. I mean, most people don't know how to access this website.
No.
Or not a website.
Yeah, it's a hidden service only available through the Tor and anonymizing system. Now,
which, by the way, is a government created anonymizing service.
What?
I read that on Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah. Tor was created by the CIA. I've got that in my article here. It's actually for spies, and they have to have a bunch of different nodes in order to anonymize it properly.
So they had to make it public, is what you're
yes.
saying.
So if they want to talk to each other about how they can best kill people and take over countries and institute puppet leaders client states across the world, they have to anonymize, they have to have many different nodes. Otherwise, well, we know everybody who's talking here are a bunch of spies. So
really?
they open up this thing, this Tor, which can be used by child, porn peddlers and, mm-hmm. Anybody who wants to talk about
bomb making,
buying of illegal guns, anything that you want, you can talk about.
Yep.
This Tor is perfect for it because anonymizes the internet. Plus, just the myriad of people who are essentially paranoid online. And by the way, it's not paranoid if they are really watching.
They're out to get you.
And I
sure.
think they really are watching.
So, that's interesting. I was not aware about that regarding Tor. But, of course, Tor is not the only anonymizing system on the Internet. There are other ones as well. I don't think the Silk Road is available through those other systems as of yet, but there may be plans for future expansion in that area. And thus far, the Silk Road has been swamped with popularity simply because word gets around. I mean, the word in the black market gets around, too. Like, hey, something's around, some sort of product is around. Do you want to pick some of that up, etc.? The word spreads pretty quick. And so if you've got something like the Silk Road, where multiple sellers are competing for business in the world of narcotic substances, word's going to get around pretty quick about that, too, especially if the sellers are honorable, above board, individual. Who are actually selling what it is that they're claiming to be selling, which is always a risk in the black market. You never know what it is you're going to get. The Silk Road helps to eliminate that risk. It's not eliminated completely. There's still problems that could crop up. You still could end up, like if you buy something from a seller that doesn't have any, it doesn't have any ratings, you're taking a risk there. There's that. But also there's a risk for a seller, too, for instance. So if a seller sell something on the Silk Road. Remember, it's an escrow. The website acts as an escrow. So once the transaction is done, once you decide you want to buy something, then one must send bitcoins to the website. The website holds those bitcoins until the buyer reports that the product was delivered. So the buyer could simply say, I never got it.
Never got it.
And then that's a problem.
Yeah.
There's no way to verify that.
Clearly something has to be fixed there, right?
Right, because obviously there's no tracking numbers with this. That would be a really bad idea. And so...
Well, I imagine the longer I want to call it a website, but it isn't. The longer this service is around, the better ratings people will have. And it should be eventually, over time, really obvious who is serious and who isn't.
I agree with that. I don't recall if the sellers, if the buyers have ratings, though. That may
they
be,
don't?
I don't recall.
Because they do on eBay, so maybe they should consider...
It's
like
so
that.
New, and that's just it. I mean, Bitcoin is brand new. There are new features and services coming out relating to Bitcoin every single month, and so it's inevitable that these anonymous buying services are going to get their S together over time and come up with new systems to make things even better. So, but the feds don't like it very much, and they blustered here. The senators plan to release their letters to the agencies on Sunday. Key to the illicit trade is the use of a network of buyers and sellers that conceals their identity. Websites, including Gawker, have reported on the site. Schumer said the website began operating in February and uses layers of secrecy to thwart authorities. Sellers are told to make shipments in vacuum-sealed bags to avoid drug-detecting dogs. And from what I understand, a lot of people's one of the things that folks are rated on at the Silk Road is how they package the item. Did they do a good job of packaging it, or did they just throw a bunch of pot in a box and throw it in the mail? So that's part of it as well. And so I guess we'll see what happens here, because this is putting it on their radar. They're starting to bluster about it. They act like they think they can do something. But unfortunately, I don't think they'll be very successful. Maybe they'll attempt to run a reverse sting and act as though they are a seller and get the buyer's addresses, because the seller has to have an address to which to send product. So there may be a situation where they try to collect an address for somebody and go after them. But there's still the issue of plausible deniability. I suppose it's possible they might just pass some law saying, if you have drugs delivered to your address, you're guilty. But
then I could send drugs to Charles' address.
Charles, the undercover
whatever
cop?
Whatever his name is, yeah.
Yes,
oh, Charles, whoever
oh,
the...
Chuck Schumer.
Right, the guy, the senator, I could send drugs to his address.
Yeah.
Well, he's a senator.
He wouldn't get in any trouble, but...
But that's true. Anybody can send whatever they want to your address. You can't control that, and so I think it would be very difficult for them to make that illegal. You can always just say, oh, what the, I don't know what this is. I don't know who's sending me these things. I did not ask for this. If somebody else ordered this. I don't know. Or better, of course, you better not say anything. It's always a smart idea not to talk to the cops. But that could be one way they approach it.
I don't understand why this bothers them so much, because doing it this way, purchasing and selling drugs in this way, eliminates all the violence.
Well, it bothers them because the CIA likes to be able to move drugs into the country and make all the money themselves, so that, you know, they've made it legal.
Well, maybe the CIA is selling the drugs on tour.
It's possible. It's possible. But it's the children, you see. Got to protect the children. It's not always about violence. They don't care if drug dealers get, you know, attacked or drug users get beaten up. Nobody cares about drug users in the world of politics. Drug users are just a crutch. The drug issue is just a crutch that politicians use to, you know, talk about how tough on crime they are. They want drug users to get hurt. They're sick.
Well, if
they don't have compassion.
And the more they get hurt, the more they can tout, hey, look, this is a dangerous business.
Yeah. So, and the Silk Road, actually, that's one thing, is the Silk Road threatens the danger of the business. And so it's an amazing, Bitcoin's amazing. The Silk Road, I am a huge fan of. And
if you get ripped off, you know, every third time using the Silk Road, it beats getting beaten up every 20th time you use the free market.
No doubt about that.
Black market, I should say.
And at the very least, if you get ripped off as a buyer, for example, you could give the seller a bad rating.
Yep, that's true.
So to prevent future problems from happening?
Sellers are likely to be good on the Silk Road simply because they are rated. The only question is then the buyers. And how often that happens is a good question. That would be an interesting question for a well-rated seller. It would be interesting to, because they actually have a little message board on there, too. So even if you don't want to buy anything on the Silk Road, you can go on there and chat with, you know, these anonymous folks that are participating in an anonymous black market. And you, it would be interesting to ask one of the top, you know, the top sellers, how many times do you ship and the person says they never got it?
Well, they have the ability to adjust their prices accordingly. So if they get ripped off, you know, once every five times,
they
can raise
the
price exactly to make up for that. So there is some protection for sellers.
1-800-259-9231. Were there any other aspects to this story? Because I had a just kind of like a real quick summary here. Are they looking to crack down on Bitcoin specifically thus far, or are they just talking about Silk Road?
Silk Road is what seems to be the big concern here for old Chuck Schumer.
But just give them time. Before you know it, they'll be blustering about Bitcoin. Well, we can't find the Silk Road because it's on tour, but these darn Bitcoin people, we need to take them out, because we could take out Bitcoin, then we'll take out the Silk Road.
I've actually seen some people who are in favor of Bitcoin but don't like the Silk Road saying that they don't like the Silk Road because they think it's going to end Bitcoin.
But if you look at the price of the Bitcoin, all the blustering by these senators hasn't done a damn thing to stop people from buying them.
Chuck Schumer called Bitcoin a money laundering mechanism.
Yep, there you go. So they are going to go after it. 1-800-259-9231. And they will fail because the government can't fight the internet. 1-800-259-9231. Hour 2's next. It'll be fun to watch.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.